This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law on Saturday legislation that suspends the U.S. government's debt limit through January of 2025 and avoids a potentially disastrous default just days before the government runs out of money to pay its bills. The White House announced the signing in an emailed statement Saturday and said it was done in private. But Friday night, Biden made televised remarks from the Oval Office, praising the negotiations between Republicans and Democrats.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
The bill allows the government to continue to borrow more money to call over the current $31.4 trillion debt limit. After weeks of tough negotiations on the debt ceiling, the lawmakers had worked on the process, and now they will work to reform the process. VOA's Patsy Wita-Kraswara tells us more.
Raising the debt ceiling is a routine process that has been done 78 times since 1960, but since 2011 has been a source of conflict when there's divided government. Many are now pushing to reform the process, including through proposed legislation that requires lawmakers to annually vote on policies to reduce the debt while automatically suspending the debt ceiling. The U.S. is now $31.4 trillion in debt and is racking up even more. The Congressional Budget Office projects a federal budget deficit of $1.5 trillion for 2023, which could nearly double to $2.7 trillion by 2033. Patsy Wita-Kraswara, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, as well as pictures, videos, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. From Washington, this is VOA News. Environmental groups have given mixed reviews to the sometimes rocky talks on eradicating plastic pollution. The talks ended Saturday in Paris with an agreement to write the first draft of a groundbreaking global treaty. The deal reached after 5 days of negotiations in the French capital sees a rough cut. Zero draft produced before representatives of 175 countries next meet in Nairobi in November, where they have goals for a legally binding ban in force by 2025. The U.S. Pentagon chief in Asia for a security summit has told China the U.S. won't stand for the bullying of its forces or allies over the conflict over Taiwan. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Singapore for a security summit sends a message to China.
We do not seek conflict or confrontation. But we will not flinch in the face of bullying or coercion.
He accuses Beijing of harassing U.S. and other aircraft flying over the Strait of Taiwan and the South China Sea.
An alarming number of risky intercepts of U.S. and allied aircraft flying lawfully in international airspace.
But that angered China's military deputy chief of joint staff. Who accused Austin of making false accusations and warned they won't compromise over Taiwan and are ready to fight to safeguard territorial integrity. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Concerns have spiked around civilian safety in Ukraine after officials announced more than 25% of air raid shelters are locked or unusable. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The discovery comes just days after a woman in Kyiv allegedly died waiting outside a shuttered shelter during a Russian missile barrage. In his daily address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed concern about the situation in Kyiv. After everything has happened, Kyiv residents repeatedly post information about the lack of access to shelters, not just about closed shelters, but about obstructed entrances to shelters, about the absence of shelters at all in some parts of the city. This level of negligence in the city cannot be excused. The Interior Ministry said that over 5,300 volunteers would continue to inspect shelters across Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
A gun battle involving an Egyptian border guard in southern Israel at the border has left three soldiers and the Egyptian officer dead. That's according to both the Israeli and Egyptian militaries on Saturday. It was a rare instance of deadly violence along the frontier. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.